We left off last year in the middle of the Shaka Vatari in the Gemara. We're holding out a question. But in this question, these few lines of Gemara, we were introduced to many important concepts that we're going to be developing further over the next few days. The Inyan of Eirachanem Bisurin, the Inyan of Eschazik Isura, the Inyan of Shebe'erva. So we're not going to go over the whole shir from last time, but we're holding at the point in the Gemara. The Gemara asked the question of Fi Rabba. I'm at Aleph, Gimel, and Aleph, and we're going to ask a similar Shaka Vatarya question according to Rava. And the question is, why is it enough to have one aid testify on the kashrus of the get? After all, you should need two. Need the Havi. For now, we're bringing the Girsa, a co Eidus Sheba Torah. We don't know yet about the Sheba Erva. We're asking about Eidus. Eidus requires Shnayim. How come you can have one? The Gemara initially suggests Eidach HaNevin B'Yisurin as the answer. So this issue is Yisur, and it's a Klal Eidach HaNevin B'Yisurin. We've yet to understand the Makar for this, but this is a Klal that we know. The Gemara challenges it, and this is a question that we're holding at, Eimer Darmin Eidach HaNevin B'Yisurin Kigon, an example given of the Gemara of Lo Eschazik Yisura. You don't know anything about this piece of meat, if it's a kosher or not, a chel of a shuman. So that's how it starts, the question. This is Eschazik Yisura, so now we're introduced to a problem called Eschazik Yisura, that you don't see Eichon and Bisurin in that case. The Gemara continues and says, it's a Dabar Sheba'erva, which is another klal of Dabar Sheba'erva requiring Shnayim Dabar Dabar Mimamun. So again, we had the ways to understand the Gemara. Is it two questions? The Ramban's pshat? Is it the Gemara's way asking one question? If you assume that even by Eschazik Yisura, the Eidachad is Neman, so the Gemara brings in Dabar Sheba'erva, which would suggest that Dabar Sheba'erva is only a problem if it's Eschazik Yisura, right? And then we want to understand, what if you hold that by regular Yisurim, you can't be believed against Eschazik Yisura, so then what's the difference if you hold that by Dabar Sheba'erva, you need Eschazik Yisura, what's the difference between this and that? And we went into the Inyan of Biyada, where we discussed how the Biyada works, and according to each Mahalach, exactly why it would be different by Dabar Sheba'erva. That was for the Shia that we did last time. Before we Mamshech in the Gemara, let's bring in the Inyan that everyone saw with Rabbi Akiva Eger in Yerideya, which relates to our Gemara because of what he was writing about in that particular tshuva where he says that he's writing to Chacham Echad. The very simple pshat question is Gemara. You read the Gemara, and you wonder the following. Let's talk about Eschazik Yisura now. And really, a similar question could be asked, Uchayra, about Dabar Sheba'erva as well. Although Rabbi Akiva Eger doesn't ask it in that regard, he only asks it in terms of Eschazik Yisura, which is his discussion. Uchayra, why is this called an Eid Echad being made against Eschazik Yisura? Eschazik Yisura, the Eish HaSish, fine. What the Eid is saying is not that she's an Eish HaSish. He's not coming to be matter the Eishasish, he's coming to say the get is kosher. Even if there's a cheskas Eishasish, we understand that there's a notion called get in the world, and get is a device that can undo the cheskas Eishasish. But the discussion right now of what the aid is coming to speak about is that the get is lishma. So why does that constitute an eidus against Eschazik Yisur? So where did this issue come up in Rabbi Akiva Eger? Because there was a discussion regarding the halacha of an animal that had a shechita. But the halacha is that until the animal is 8 days old, it's in a status of a suffik nefel. We don't know if it's going to survive. This is why the Torah tells us that for any carbon, it's not kosher to be a carbon until miyom hashmini v'hala yiratzeh. Because until then, it's possibly a nefel. And it wouldn't be kosher for a carbon. And so too, shechita would not be matir, an animal, l'achila, if it's within the 8 day period before it 8 days elapsed from birth. So what does the aid say? The aid says that the shechita was matir because it was 8 days old. Now which very discusses this aidus of the aid, is it against the Eschazik Yisur or not? So what is Eschazik Yisur could we be speaking about? The Kibbeg discusses among the possibilities, is there a cheskas nefo is a question. But leaving that aside, maybe there isn't something called a cheskas nefo. But there's a cheskas eno zavuach. In other words, shechita is a matir. So until you have a shechita that's matir, the animal is becheskas eno zavuach. So perhaps this edus that the animal was old enough to have a proper shechita is going against the becheskas eno zavuach, and therefore it's considered an eid echad nemen b'yisurin. No, because it's against his chesek yisurin. But the Kibbeg turns back and says, but maybe not. Why? Because the Eidos itself is not coming directly to contradict the Chazaka. The Chazaka of Ein HaZibuach also recognizes that there's a notion called Shechita. And the only thing is, the Ein HaZibuach says, it's not Becheskas Shachut. But there's a notion called Shechita, it's not there. The question is only incidental. Was the animal shechted? The question is only: was the animal roi for shechita? Was it 8 days old or not? So the edus, it's not directly speaking to the chazaka. So maybe that should be fine. It shouldn't be called an eidacha against his chazki sur. It's a standard eidacha nemi sur. Says the mikvega, but I have a raya from gittin beis and beis, not like that, because of our question. If the edus is speaking about the get being a kosher get, not directly contradicting the chazaka of HSH. Memela, the get is a kosher get. Memela, the get will work. But what do you see in our Gemara? That's called against this chazik. Why? Because Lemaisa, you want to be using this edus to be able to be motzi the woman from a cheskes HSH. Saf kosaf. At the end of the story, you have a cheskes HSH, you have an edus of an edacha that would allow this Cheskas HaShish to be changed as a result of his Eidus that says that the get is kosher. That's also called an Eidus against this Chazik Yisur. And so too over here, even though the Eidus was not a bit directly to say it was Shachut, it was to say that the animal was in a Ra'ui to be Shachut. And the Shechita was what it was. The Shechita Memela was Matir. But Memela, you're using the Eidus to be Motzi from what would otherwise be assumed to be that the animal is not kosher. This is Mekveger's interesting word, and some of you saw it inside, but this is a yisod that comes out of our Gemara. This issue, although Mekveger does not speak about it relating to the Davish of Erva, it could be that you need it also to answer another similar kasha, namely, why is it called Davish of Erva? The Gemara has a follow-up point. For whatever, however you read the Gemara, why you need that follow-up point. But the Gemara says it's a Davish of Erva. Why is it Davish of Erva? Davish of Erva means relating to the Inyan of Ishus, to say that the woman's status has changed, not Misadis Hazak Yisub, but it's the Davish of the Erva, that she's not an Ishus Ish. She is an Ishus Ish, she's not an Ishus Ish, that's called Davish of the Erva. Why? You're just talking about the thing called a get. The get is kasher. That's not per se, at first glance, Davish of the Erva. That's about this document. If she'd say, I saw her receive a get, or whatever, that, or she was mizana, whatever the case may be, Davar Shebe'er, then you're talking about the status itself. You're talking about something else, not the status for itself. The lemaisa, what results from that is that memela, if you know the get's kasha, then you know that she'll be no longer an eshesish. But why is that cool that you're speaking about Davar Shebe'er that you require shnayim? Now, Kiveger's discussion was not about that. In the Torah's Gittin, Nesivus, a contemporary of Kiveger, you have reference, I think, even to that question. You have to know, maybe this question could be answered differently. And you have to come up with yisodos about the get itself, that the get itself ki'i was a davar she'be'erva. But that's a very chidushin. We haven't yet figured out why that should be the case. But the same answer that we're giving on this Chazak Yisura question, since Umaisa it's going to result in what you assume now to be a status change from the Cheskes HaShish, so too, Gabi davar she'be'erva. Since as a result of this Eidus on the get, it's going to be resulting from that that she's going to be viewed as Megureshes, that's called an Eidus on davar she'be'erva. You have to know, how far does it go? I mean, again, you know, there are situations where seemingly it would be a different Inyan. Like, I think the Torah's Gittin maybe brings a mashal, if you have a shayla about a mikvah, whether it was 40 sar or not. So if it's 40 sar, then the person whose tamei went into it to become tor. And if it's less than 40 sar, then the mikvah is pasa. And let's say the aide comes and says, the mikvah has a certain amount, which is enough, requisite amount of water for the biyakasha mikvah. Is that speaking about the person becoming tor? That's a side point. But where did you draw the line exactly?
Danny, can you take this to the point, like, how you were thinking, like, how do you even know this is called Isurin? I mean, is it the same Svara? Like, maybe it's a Hilchos Shtaros case. Like, well, how do we even know?
No, well, Isurin, it's no different. Isurin, what is
why?
It? It's not.
You're not being made on this. You're being made of the Kashrus of the Get.
The Kashrus of the Get is considered the realm of. What else is that? Mammon?
It can't be a general Hilchos Shtaros.
No, well, there's Mammon, there's Isurin. Those are the categories. Or, you know, what is it? What else is it? There's Abishnaim Yachim Dov, it's Mammon, Nefashos, right? And then there's Isurin. Right. It says Choshen Mishpat is Yeridea. Take your pick.
I just figured there could be a category called Shtaros in general.
I know, Shatafit, Shtaros could be a Choshen Mishpat, but it's not Mammon. Okay, there's Ksuba, right, but it's not directly in the Choshen Mishpat.
I mean, isn't Rebbeiger essentially asking that?
No, he's asking a more nuanced question than that.
He's asking, it's Yisurim without his Chazik Yisurah. That's what he's asking. It was Eidach Nam Yisurin. In fact, the Gemara, no, it's against his Chazik. Why? It's Yisurin without his Chazik. Okay, look at Elashin a little bit with you. Gam Yeshloma, Kevin de Imhunefel, this is the Gnefel case, Enshkitasa Mitaraso. The Havi Kimesa Meleha, it's as if it would die on its own. Then Ken Achara Shkita, Yeshkavadze, Cheskas Isush in a Zabuach. The Afen Boha Egu Hamate called him Shkita Bocha Vlad Bechayim. The Gamuthi Dvarva then in a Zabuach, in a Mutsimacheskaso. Let's say you come earlier, before the Shkita occurred, right? He would say, before anything happened, by the way, I want to testify that this animal is 8 days old. Any issue? Any problems? What do you say? No. Sure not, right? Timing is everything. If he comes before any shechita and he says it was 8 days old, it's fine. Because he's not challenging Ener Zavuach. Is it Ener Zavuach? Absolutely it's Ener Zavuach. No shechita occurred. So in that case, everyone understands there'd be no problem, right? The gamut is barav, but then in the zabuach, the ena motzi mecheskaso, the eduso rak, the yeshtakano zebeshchita. All his testimony is. So again, the mashal of the mikvah, right? The mikvah is 40 sa. Okay, now you can now go ahead and have some b'tevel. So that's fine. The zein nekhle, the kol behemus kenu, the yesham takana beshchita. Ah, but the difference is mikol makom nearly the meshen meid. If it's now going to be negeya that you have to eat through this edus, the animal is kosher to eat. Now it sounds like he's saying even if it's beforehand. Now, he sounds like he's saying, what if he's made before the Shechita? So we were assuming until now, it's after the Shechita, but he's just telling you that the animal was worthy of being shechted. To me, it sounds like he's saying, even if it was before the Shechita. Because what's our case about? He's saying about the get before it was given. After Asma Sheikh made Kodim Agarishin, she gets a Kasha Gash, but the Nechta Wishma, Bze Atta, in a Motsim Echis Kasa, the Gamufi Kivi do so Atta, he is his ish, at this moment. Elisha made the Efshul Gash of the Getze, the Efshul Gash of the Zain Negel Chazaka, the Pshita Yachel Gash of the Get Kasher, and never Yevadas is called Mikri Cheskas Isser, but Med, the Nadun Achar Nesina, the Megresh of the Getze, Piedus Haid. Kavachoma Advan the Hassan, the Shosha Meid, Bavadi Yadabal Garish. And Koshke b'nei nidan to in b'yad l'saka chazaka d'shem hu nefel. Sounds to me like Chorbi Kibir saying a bigger chiz. Even he said it before the shechit. What? That it was not a nefel, it's also called against going against the chazak. Okay, this is an important chiddush that you see in our Gemara, Pashtus. Let's see further in the Gemara. Let's read through the Shaka Vatari now. So this is a kash. So we're back to our question, why do we allow one shliach, one aid to testify in Lishma? And for the Gemara, ro b'kiyin hein. So Gemara changes what we thought. Ro b'kiyin hein. Rashi says, we haven't seen Rashi yet, we Rashi together, all the Rashis will do together. Rob Bikinhein, most people know the halachas of Lishma. Not that we thought, like we thought before, that Ein B'nei B'nei Sayyam B'nei Torah, Ein B'kinhein, Rob B'kinhein. There's a miut, so we don't normally follow the miut. But there's a shita that we follow miut, that we choshish for miut. Well, it continues. Rav Meir, the chayish miuta. Rav Meir, Rashi is going to tell us the context, the gabayim mechalitza. Rav Meir's shita is that we'll chayish miuta, so even something of a miut we have to be choshish for. But here it's even more than that. Stam safi didani migmag miri. Most sofrim, where the issue of lishma could be a problem based on they're not writing lishma, they know the halachas. So this sounds like it's more than just a rov. It's stam safi. The average sofer knows. So he plugs the hole of a meir, of shitas of a meir. So now what are we left with? Why are b'chal, are we needing, what do we need b'chal and edus on lishma? If you tell me it's even more than a rov. Rabban hu da'atzmach. Rabbanon are the ones who require certifying that the get is lishma. Here's Machokas, Rashi and Tosis, what's the pshat? And that's what we've ramished to this already. Rashi's shita is that there's a chash b'drabbanon, that even though the sofer did everything right, but it could have happened, a scenario could have happened that the sofer wrote a get for this man, this woman, and meanwhile somebody else ended up picking up this get, finding it somewhere, and deciding, noticing that it's the same names, using it. So it's a chash that we have, according to Rashi. Tosis have a different idea. Laz, but Rashi goes, it's a chash that we have, yeah.
Rabban also says, you said that.
Then. Yeah. We'll see, but it's all coming up. Rabban hu da'atzvach. Okay. V'hacha mishamiguna kiruba rabbana. And now, because of the inyan of igun, she shouldn't be held back from being able to remarry, to the chachamim armeko and allow one aid. Now, with me medai kiyatri in the Gemara. The Gemara says two things. Rabban says that really there's no fundamentally there's no chash. So you could have stopped right there and said, okay, so that's why it's good enough to have one aid, because it's not really a real chash. It's not such a big deal. It's only banu da'atzvah. No, that's not enough. The fact that it's a derabbanan, not a deraisa, but we still have to deal with the same dilemma that we presented. What's the dilemma? It's against the schas kisura. It's again, it's a gedavah shel erva. Let it be a drabbanan. But if rabbanu da'atzvach, then rabbanu da'atzvach now has to reckon with the same forces that we dealt with before. So the Gemara needs to say more than just the fact, rabbanu da'atzvach, and therefore, very good. One aid, back to edach and then bisurin. No, you have to still allow for the leniency of iguna. That's the duik in the Gemara. The fact that it's drabbanan doesn't help us per se to avoid the questions that we're dealing with of eschazik isura and davashe be'erva. But because it's Rabbanon, there is now the variable called iguna. Mishum iguna kiru barabbanon. That's what you see in the Gemara. So, on that, the Gemara picks up with another question. So you're telling me that the Chachamim have a basis to be lenient on what they created as a chash. So they are the ones who created the problem, and they are solving it. Because Mishamiguna will allow one aid. You have to know, could be even after the Mishamiguna, it falls back on Eirach HaNan Bisurin. You have to know the Mahalach here. What's the mechanism? Now, we did suggest Eirach HaNan Bisurin. The only thing is that ran into a barrier called Ischazik Yisurin Davashe Be'erva. Now that we reduced it to Drabbanan and we brought in Iguna, so it could be that the Mahalach, at the end of the day, the Chama Meiko, is that they let it become like Eirach HaNan Bisurin, and they ignore the issues that we discussed. That could be the mechanism. But you need to come on to Igun, as we said. In fact, the Gemara, Hai Kula Hu Chumru. This Kula, Mishum Iguna, has another side to it, which is a Chumra. How so? If you're going to require two Eidim and not allow one, then Lo Asibau Ma'aru Pasule. We won't be able to have the Baal come and be Ma'ar and quote-unquote disqualify the get, because you've got two Eidim that testify that it's Lishma. So that's the advantage of having two. But by allowing one, Chad, Asi Baal Ma'aru, Pasalei, now with one aid, so on the one hand you have your Kula relying on one aid, on the other hand you're going to have the potential of the Baal being Ma'ar, and Baal Ma'ar, he can create problems for the get. How so? So again, we'll take a look. We haven't said it with the Rashi yet, but just a peek in the Rashi. Rashi says, because what's going to happen is, if the Baal comes, hashta asi ma'ar v'uki chad l'bahadi chad. That's how Rashi sets up the kasha. What would happen if the Baal comes after it was only one aid that testified its Gishma? It's going to be a problem because it's going to be one against one. So let's keep in mind the diyuk here. There's a Pnei Yeshua here that has two ha'aras, very relevant ha'aras that we're going to return to. Ha'ara number one is, Rashi says, this Rav also relates to this issue, cha'uki chadu badi chad. So, Shliach is one and the Baal is one. And therefore you're left with a problem. So let's take one, but take each other for itself. The Baal is one? The Baal is only considered like one? What's the question? I'm going to ask each by itself. What's the Baal? The Baal is only one, or the Baal is more than one? The Baal is like two, because the Gemara later in Daf Tes asks, in Yeshel of Orin, is kind of a chosmav. So first of all, it says Orin, right? But meanwhile, the Gemara says, what is it referring to? So the Gemara says, that can it mean Irachad? No, because Ein Yer Pachas Mishnayim. The Gemara says, Ela, the last words before the new Mishnah in Daf Tes, Ela Ir de Baal. Means Ir de Baal has a status, as a strength of two. So why is it chad? As Rashi says, it's chad gabi chad. It's really that Baal itself has a koach to be like shnai. Now, the truth is that question we can begin to maybe push back against, because, yeah, but that's maybe in the context where there was no prior nemanis, there was no prior aid that gave a certification. It was in the vacuum. And your Baal has a koach, I'd say, what's called a Baal Dover. We have to discuss what's the koach of the Baal. The Biskin Rav's idea was a unique idea of Baal Ashtar. But the Pashtus is the Tosafot we discussed in that base. What is the Ira Baal? It's like a Baal Dover, right? So, second Shlomo. The Baal Dover is Ma'arer when there's nothing before that comes and says everything is good. So then the Baal has, you know, an ordinary person can't come along and say such a thing. But the Baal has, you know, he's a Baal Dover. He can come with a Taina. So therefore he's like Shnayim. Okay. But maybe in the presence of an aid that says everything is good, maybe he doesn't have anything in Shnayim because there's already an aid. So I'm not sure that this should be such a kasha. There's a big difference between the about being in Shnayim when there wasn't an aid that can be. Shlomo? Yes. Im Yeshel of Orin, if this is an Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, there was no need to say Befana. And now it says the Mishnah, she goes with the get. And it's fine. And now, if there'll be Orin, then you have to do Kiyum at that point. So the Gemara wants to know, what does Orin mean in the Mishnah? So the Gemara ends up explaining, it can mean one person that's going to come and say that the problem with the get, because Ein Ir Pachas Mishnayim. And so the Gemara, it's Ir de Baal. So Ir de Baal is considered to be in the category of Shnayim, and the Lashon itself, Orin. So the Pnei Yeshua wonders, so why does Rashi call it in the Gemara's question that he's going to puzzle it because it's going to be one set up against one. It's the Baal is more than one. And we're suggesting that the Baal is considered Kishnayim if there wasn't an A that came before. This is one Ha'ara. Yeah?
Is that such a strong kasha? I mean, obviously Rashi is ultimately saying that he's going to win.
He's going to win, but he's going to win not just as a one against
no,
one.
No, normally in the case of one versus one, one doesn't beat the other one.
That's correct, but Rashi should be more precise in his language. Why is it? Oh, that's the point. It's not just one against one. It's not chadu gavicha. That's the point. But listen, the other para is the other direction. And this is going to also enter into an interesting discussion. The following issue. Sometimes there's a rule that Mark quotes, B'Shem Ula, it comes up by Isota and other areas. Kol makom shehimina Torah eid achad, harehu kishnayim. In other words, an eid achad typically is not neman for mamonis, but sometimes it's a nemanis of an eid achad granted. And if the eid achad by sota, for example, so if the eid achad comes, then he's accepted like he was shnayim. Once he comes and he says what he says, it's registered, it's accepted. It's considered to be like there were two eidim. In which case, then why not view this as the Baal's ears are now going to be up against shnayim? But the shayla is this: when do you apply that rule? Kamakam shenimina Torah. Like, what is the basis for the shkiach's nemanis? Let's quote eid achad and bisuin. If we want to come back and fall back on that. What would be the halacha? If one aid would say, it's an example, this piece of meat is shuma. We don't know what it is, kosher or not kosher, this is kosher. Now comes another aid later and says, this piece is treif. So is it one against one or is it one against two? If the first aid has the status of Yishnayim, is established it to be kosher, then maybe you need two aidim to say otherwise, because now the Eidach is accepted to be as if it were Shnayim. But is that really true? Not necessarily. This is the second Ha'ara. Okay, both of these Svaras are in the Pnei Yeshua on the Lashon of Rashi. And I'm just pointing it out now, but obviously we have to look at it carefully. Okay, so this is in terms of the Gemara's Kasha. So this Iguna is going to lead to a Chumrah, in which the Gemara gives the Teretz. I just want to get the lay of the land, so we do the whole Gemara, Pashat, you know, just to have seen it, and then we come back to really two halves to the Sugya. Right? There's this half of the Sugya, Echnem Bisurin, and then this whole other part of the Sugya in terms of the Mishim Iguna, but with the Asvach part of the Sugya. A second. Gemara's Teretz is... And for the Gemara, no, that's not going to be a problem. That's going to come out of Chumrah. Why? Came in the Amamar. Since we have the statements quoted, when the Shliach says Bifanai, and he's giving the get to the woman, he does it in the presence of how many machokes am I right? Rav Yochanan, Rav Chanina, Chad Amar Bifnei Beis, Chad Amar Bifnei Gimel. So one opinion was Bifnei Beis, that's Edim, something Bifnei Gimel, Gebezdin, but he knows he's giving it in front of a tribunal or two people, Meikar Medek Daik, Blasi Luri Nafshe. So the Shliach, to begin with, he knows he's on record, he knows it's formal, he knows it's being, there's a certain formality to the procedure, he does his research, and he's not going to want to put himself in a bad light. He's not going to want to set himself up to be found to be having said something false. So that means a couple of things, as we've seen Meduik and the Rashi. Number one, he checks out what he's looking at, he makes sure it is Lishma. What else does he check out? What else does he feel certain about, confident about? That the Baal's not going to come? And Rashi adds, another point that we discussed, that the Baal comes, it's also not going to be. So all that goes, and it was the Neman, the Chachamim gave him that kind of a Nemanus. They understand that he knows what he's doing, he does his research, he's careful, and Ad Kedei Kach, that therefore the Baal won't be believed. Because we know that the Shliach, what went into what he said, was a thought process where he really did his research, and therefore we give him the credibility. It allows us to give him more nemanis than stam, so it's not going to be anymore ukechad ugabichad. Because he, first of all, the Baal will likely not come, and when he comes, we rely on the meida daik umdina of the Shliach to assume that he's telling the truth, and therefore the Baal won't be accepted. Get up.
As an astrophore on the... Can you potentially say that combining both points we made for Rashi is one versus one is really two versus two?
Then why say one on one? You're saying you both are true. You're
one, but they both have the halach kolos on some level as two.
I hear.
Two people came into that. I mean, there's two versus two regarding each other, but two.
No, you're saying that the Baal is like Shnayim and the first day is like Shnayim.
Yeah, but only relatively to each other, but not if two people came when David believed over Shliach, like a manish to Adam versus. Someone who has a
status. Yes, right.
So then it's only one verse one regarding each other. It's not actually a trade, because if trade come,
to be the each other,
then they're not believed against the
one. You're saying that's where Rashi puts it in the Nebuchad. I don't know. It's interesting suggestion. Oh, let's see the Rashi from before. Okay, so that we, again, as I said, we really have two sugyas in front of us, right? Recognize, right? There's the sugya of Erech Nebisurin and all the tosis in that are going to come out of that. The world of Erech Nebisurin / Ischazik / Davash and Erva, Shas and Yanim, right? All, you know, embedded here and getting based on the days, to the extent that we'll do it, right? With the tosis, we'll do it, but clearly it's huge, right? That's one chelk sugya. And the other chelk sugya is how it relates back to Rabban Huda Atzvach. What does Rabban Huda Atzvach mean? We said Rashi's going to have one pshat, tosis, another pshat. And then Mishmik going to kibbutz Rabbanan, and this whole Indian of the era Baal, what's going to be afterwards, the Medek Daik, and that's going to lead us further into, you know, into Rava and more about Fani Nechta. But really, it's true in Yonim that converge here together as part of the Shaka Vitaria. So Rashi now is going to tell us a few things along the way that we're going to have to see how Tosis and other Rishonim are going to nitpick and quibble and you know, be masig on Rashi. Says Rashi as follows. Dibar Maschil Midi Dahavi Akol Edus Shabatora Kushihi. What does Rashi want with this? Kushihi. Sometimes the Gemara uses the words Midi, and that's introductory words to a teretz. The Gemara has a kasha, and for the Gemara, the answer is Midi Dahavi Da Da Da. You find sometimes the Gemara is such a nusach that the Midi Dahavi are introductory words of a teretz. Rashi wants to set it straight. The punctuation was not there, you know. So the person's reading the words. Rashi is a good Rebbe. Rashi says, you know how to read the Gemara? The question is finished. The Gemara says, I mean, the question is not finished yet, right? This is all part of the question. L'boi trei, don't put the question mark there. L'boi trei, and to support the question, why l'boi trei? Midi dehavi. as opposed to saying what? No. Ish b'tovar is what's two. It's not mid dahavi irachan b'sur. Mid dahavi is part of the question. And Rashi says, again, continues in the same vein. Rashi says, irachan umishani, right? That Rashi is kind of giving you the way to punctuate. Umishani, the more gives the teres, irachan then b'sur. And now Rashi gives us the mocker, or at least a right that there is a mocker, as your case may be. Let's see. Where does this come from? Where do we know this? Shairei. Hamina Torah kolechad v'yachad miYisrael al afrashas truma v'al hashchita v'al nikur hagid v'achelev. Rashi says because the Torah gave nemanus to every Jew regarding matters of truma, that you took off truma and it's not tevel, on shchita, that the animal was properly shechted, that the gid and chelev were removed from the animal. So that's how we know it. How do we know? Shemina Torah. I mean, where do we know Hamina Torah? Zagufa. Like, where how did Rashi say this? Hamina Torah. Rashi brings this as the marker. What does it mean? First, it's true. Because people eat by other people's houses. The stomach Rashi means. Rashi's not quoting a pasuk. So there is another Rashi that you saw, Rashi in Chulin. What did Rashi say in Chulin? The pasuk says, "Zavachta mitkarcha mitzoncha pashas ve'ei," that if you want to eat sartaiva for yourself, you can slaughter to your heart's content and eat the meat. Another, that's by Chulin. What else does the pasuk say? By kabanos of kachim, the shachar is ben abakar, and many of the kabanos are eaten by who? By the kohanim. Zechikun achatas asham, and so on. So, the fact that the Torah can tell us that you are the kohanim are going to eat the basar of the kabanos, or that the bailam can eat meat that he shechs. So obviously, implicit in that is that you try. People can eat means that, you, that you, let's say someone shechs and the Kohan, other Kohanim eat, but they didn't shecht. You meet Eirachan Abisu. Could that be Rashi by us? Hamina Torah. That's only shechita. Rashi's being a whole things here, a whole few things. He says it's true about Shuma, right? Niko Gid Bachelev. Maybe that good, but the shechita Shuma. First, it's Shuma. So Mestama Rashi is not saying Rashi in Chulin. Rashi here would go with which other Rashi, the other Rashi that I gave you? Yevamis. What does Rashi say in Yevamis? What is the Rashi there? Rashi says that it has to be a Svara. What is that? Otherwise people can't eat by other people, right? It has to be. How do you trust your wife with the kitchen? How do you eat by your neighbor? Yes, Yehuda?
Why can we combine the two and say by truma? I mean, by shluchim, by din shluchim, we learn truma from kashrut. So because of the fact that it's a lesser.
Yeah, but then it's too much. It's making too much mystical Torah here in Rashi. Like Rashi says, all those things as one inyan. Not that one is learned from the other. Rashi says it's the fact that I mean a Torah for the very thing. So the pashtus is like this. When people eat by other people, or be eat by your wife's kitchen, what do you eat? You eat meat. You eat bread. Okay. So there you have it. So you truma samaisus daga. That's bread. And you eat meat, right? That's shita. So that's the point. So you eat by your friend, you eat by your bnei beso. So these are the things that you eat. So you have to obviously assume that you're trusting them. That's our Rashi. Rashi here, Rashi Yevamis are really saying the same thing. The other Rashi is a pasuk, so that doesn't speak to truma. Out. I mean, you have to know. Obviously, once you know one, so you can on your own realize that it's true by others. But you see, there's another question. How do you understand Pshat and Rashi? Does Rashi mean that gufa is the makar, or that's how I know that there must be a makar? But there must be a makar somewhere. Rashi just didn't bother going further. Different indications in the Shon how they took Rashi. Because some of them quote Rashi, and then they say, okay, but now where do you know it from? But they quote Rashi, so what are you asking? Another question. The answer is that they understood Rashi to mean that it has to be such a thing. Rashi didn't go to the last point and find the marker. Hamina Torah, because otherwise it couldn't be otherwise. Or, no, Rashi is saying that itself. Clearly, it had to be that the Torah. That's not 100% clear. What do you think from the Lashon Rashi? It sounds like this is it, right? This is how we know. Clearly, the Rashi in Chulin is for sure that way, right? But the Rashi in Yevamis and Rashi in Gittin, that's our Shai. What does Rashi mean? Does Rashi mean this is the makar, or this is a proof that there must be a makar for it, and that's all Rashi is giving us? You see, look into the Rashi, and the Rishonim, the Ran, you'll see how they may have taken Rashi possibly different ways. But this is an important Rashi on a number of levels, as we're going to soon see in a minute, regarding the Biyado issue. Yeah.
How does that pasuk, not the one by the Kohanim, the other pasuk,
which is Zavachta.
How does that teach us anything? I mean, because you can only trust your own shechita.
Only your own shechita.
Yeah, man. What does that pasuk do?
The Torah speaking to the Shochet himself.
Why did Rashi encode it?
Yeah, because Rashi wants to quote it for Kachim and Rashi quotes for Chulin.
The pasuk Kachim says Vishach. What's the
I don't know. Shechet Abakar.
So that seems like it should be alone in and of itself.
Chef,
it's obviously talking to Kohanim,
we're going to
be the ones who eat it.
Kol yachid v'yachid ha-minasa Torah b'savachta, you mean, how do you know by the shkulin that other people are eating? V'achid kohanim al-yado, that's v'shachat ben abakar, the beginning of a yikra. But the first pasuk is v'achat mitkarcha v'achalta b'sharecha, says in the other pasuk. I guess it, maybe Rashi assumes that everyone, the sharecha, you knew the family, your kohanuvah may love, like, you know, not, just you. V'achalta b'sharecha, to eat everybody. I hear that, all right, I don't know.
Even if you do say that, why does Rashi need to even quote it?
Even if you do say that, that's the Chavis Pasuk, then why does Rashi need to like even
quote it? I mean, it seems like the Quran would be...
No, that's Kachin, that's a Chulin. Maybe only by Kachin, that's such a thing, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm saying, would it be parallel to Rashi saying, how do you eat by your...
That's what I was thinking.
What Rabbi's saying, but I'm saying within the word.
No, Rashi. Yeah, but then Rashi's saying more than he had to. I mean, unless you think now Rashi had a mucker. In other places, Rashi is relying on... You think maybe Rashi relied on the mucker that he quoted in the Chulim, right here.
Yeah,
instead of finding another mucker from Nida, maybe that Rashi meant the mucker being that. So he only didn't tell you the mucker, so it has to be that one. I'll think about it, I hear. Now, the Gemara continues and asks, maybe, when do we say Eidach HaMitzvah to Lois Chazik Yisura? Rashi explains, the Yisura Dechelev, the Ha Chaticha Yisura Gufo, Yisrael Negir say, Ha Chaticha Gufo, let's say. What does Rashi want with this? Lois Chazik Yisura, the Ha Chaticha Gufo. What does Rashi have in mind? Ha Chazik, the Ha Chitza Yisra Eshes Ish. The law is chazik isurit b'ha chaticha gufa. Now, let's go through the cases. The case of a fashas truma. So there's no chazik isura, or there is. That's our issue. We're going to see. Rashi's going to ask a second from now. Shchita. What about nikra gid? So. Is it a schazik or it's not a schazik? So the Rashi is going to right away jump. This is where the Rashi is very strange, the two Rashis together. What do you think? Tevo Shchita. It is schazik. Yeah, so what's going on there? I think Rashi brings a mocker from Tevo and Shchita, Maisir. And Rashi says a minute, and then Gemara says it's schazik Yisura. And Rashi says that's a definition. Now, what of Nikra Gid? So what would be the case of a lois chazik? The Gemara says, to a piece, you don't know, right? Safek chev, safek shuman. That's lois chazik yisura. Rashi says, hachaticha gufa. So Rashi had something in mind, yeah?
Thinking as opposed to having two pieces and you know one of them is
That's called ikva yisura. So the Gemara, there's a kabba yashim talui. According to many shitas, you have to have what's Hashem Talui? It's a suffix that you may have done a avera that would mechayv yilchatas, but you don't know for sure. So let's say you have a piece of chelev, you don't know if it was chelev or not. Now, what? That's one case, one piece. There's another case that may be required in order to have an Hashem Talui. Hashem Talui gives you a buffer until that point that you may find out for sure that you did the avera that's mechayv yilchatas. So you have this carbon Hashem Talui. The Ramah brings this in Hilchos Yom Kippur that a suffix aveira sometimes needs more tshuva because you don't take it so seriously. As we see, the Hashem Tali costs more money than the chatas costs because the animals cost more money. It's an ayah. So, what is the case of Hashem Tali? So, you can have a case of one chaticha. You don't know if it's chayav shuman, and until you know, you bring Hashem Tali. You might have eaten chayav. But according to many kanoim, you need ikva yisur. This is not the same thing as it's chazik. Ikva yisur means you have two pieces. Chaticha mishnei chatichas. you don't know which one you ate, and then the other one got disappeared, or whatever. You don't know to, you can't, right now. You don't know, or maybe midar later, but right now you don't know if the piece you ate was the chelav piece. But there was chelav here, but it wasn't in that chaticha. So that's what you're trying to say. Rashi's emphasizing ba'chaticha gufa is chazik. That means it's not just ikfa isur. It's chazik isur. What is gid? Gid anasha was in part of the animal. So what is it similar to? It's chazik? No. That's a shechita issue. Not too much shechita. The issue of the gid was removed. Was that going against his chazik isura?
Isn't it that Cheska said it wasn't removed?
No.
If the animal has it, presumably.
Well, but the piece that you're saying here does not have gid in it.
Is that what we're talking about?
Is it a
chasicha,
or is it...
It's, yeah. The ha-chaticha gufa. The gid is a separate thing. What?
Sounds like maybe there's two different types of lois chazik isura. One of them is you're looking at the piece and you're looking at biyado. So if it's chazik isura, but it's biyado, so it could also be considered...
So biyado is coming in Rashi in a second. But Rashi's kasha that he asked, the answer is biyado, is not by gid. That's what I'm showing you. Take a look. Look at the whole Rashi together. Rashi starts Eilachem Yisrael Hamina Kol Taro Kachem Yisrael Al Fashas Truma Ba'al Hashchita Ba'al Nirgev Chet. So Rashi gives three examples or four examples. Nirgev Chet. The law is Chazik Yisrael the Chela B'hach Chaticha Gufa. That's what we're trying to figure out what Rashi means. Probably he's Meramis to what we call Ikva Yisrael. Ikva Yisrael means it was here somewhere, but it wasn't in this particular thing. It was somewhere in that area. It was like Chaticha Mishtei Chatichas. Wait. Hacha is Chazik B'hach Itza Yisrael Eishas Ish. She had the status of a cheskas is. Now, Rashi comes with the following question. But why not learn from Teva Shechita that it is Eirach is Neman even against what? Why? Because what is Teva Shechita? It's chazik. Why? The Tvua was the cheskas Tevel until you take off Truma. So you're telling me that it became Mutter. It's not the cheskas Tevel anymore. Shechita as well. So we should learn out from here that Eid Echad Nebisun even gets his chazik. What didn't Rashi ask from? Gid. Why not? The whole thing, the etzim, that's chaticha gufa. The whole thing. Gid is, right, the gid is here and the animal is there and the rest of the parts are there. Right, so it's not the whole thing the cheskes is. The gid is us. And when it's all together, so you don't know which, if the gid was removed or not. Okay. But what's Rashi saying? So Rashi gives a teretz. The hasam biyado l'sak. The Rashi sends us to Yivamis. Biyado. He has the nemanas biyado to fix, to take it off. He's biyado. He can take it off himself. Rashi doesn't elaborate on what biyado is all about, but Rashi says that's because of biyado. What's the obvious question that the Ran jumps on Rashi all over Rashi with? The two Rashis, how do they mesh with each other? Rashi starts by using the examples of Hamina Torah al Hafrashas Trum Val Hashchita as the marker for Eirach and Bisurin. But then the Gemara asks from the fact that he should not be believed by his Chazik Yisura. So Rashi says, but then if that's the case, how come you're believed by Shechita and Tevel? What about it's his Chazik and it's Biyado? Okay, so then it's Biyado. That's not Eirach and Bisurin. Then you have no right to use that as the mark for Eirach and Bisurin. Who asked the Kasha? The Ran. The Ran says the Teretz. The Beis HaLevi is Masbir the Teretz. We spoke out the Beis HaLevi connection to the discussion last year. The Ran, but the Ran doesn't sound like he necessarily means the Beis HaLevi because he doesn't like it. He says he calls it a Pshara. He says, in effect, that you have here is as follows. You have, on the one hand, Lo Yis Chazik Yisura, that's Eilach and Bisura. Then we have a case of converging two factors, Yis Chazik with Biyada. Says the Ran, so Yis Chazik with Biyada is on the same par as Lo Yis Chazik Yisura. So if I see and then man is granted by Yis Chazik with Biyado, I can now extrapolate that there's an emanas of Eirach and Abisun without his chazik. What's the pshat? He says pshara hizu. That's a Beis HaLevi Gevaldik. I know pshat. Beautiful idea. How does Biyado work? So the Rosh, Kiyadua, says because you're a Bailem, I'll explain this idea, you're a Bailem on what's considered to be yours, what's Biyado. The Migo idea that we said, that only works if it's going to be Shaykh right now. So once you have Biyado only on Mafreya, that wouldn't be good enough. But Biyado is your Bailem. So therefore, that gives you an emanus. That's the Svar itself. The other possibility is that Biyado works because it weakens that koach quote is chazik yisur, because if that thing was as chazik, but I could have changed it. So to me, that's not a barrier, because I could have changed that. I had biyadi to make that no longer to be v'chazkas that. So therefore, it's ki'iwa wasn't as chazik. The biyadu is chipping away at the koach quote is chazik. See if it says the Ran, this is why, even though it's biyado and it's chazik, it's a raya that you believe, well, it's chazik. That's the Beis Halevi in front of me to read the words, but that's his basic mahalach. The Ran may mean that, but the Ran doesn't seem to like it, even though he says it. Okay. You don't have time to read inside, but just get through some of the more Rashis, and I have to get back more attention to many of these details. Rashi further, the Ein Davar Shebe'erva, Pachas Mishnayim. Rashi says, Ein Davar Shebe'erva, Ra'oi La'atiro, the Pachas Mishnayim. Why is Rashi focused on being matir? L'chore, the din of Darush of Erba is only L'hatir. We'll see about this in Tosis. But L'chore, there's a Gemara in Kiddushin. If a person says, Ishto Zinsa, one aide says that a woman was Mizana and she's also to her husband. So he's coming to Aser, not to Matir, to Aser. That's a Darush of Mishnah. Why does Rashi say L'hatir? So Pashit is because what are we discussing over here? What's our discussion? L'hatir. So Rashi says L'hatir. Okay, maybe. Royal Atiro, Pachas Mishnah, the Yal of Dabba Dabbi Mammon, that's Xer Shava, how we know in each name, Xevacha of Mashbar as Dabbar, Xevacham Mishnah and Yakum Dabbar, Sachasota. And for the Gemara, Rov, Rashi's Rov Yisrael, Bikinahim, the Imchoshta, no reason to be Choshis, it wasn't Lishma. But if you were married to Chayesh Lemiyuta, where's that? Gabi Kotnuk Tana, Lochotzim Lomiyadman, you cannot let a Kotnuk Tana do Chalitza Yibam, because there may be a smite possibility that it won't be a proper Yibam Chalitza. And that's because katan shama yimtza saris, which means that he doesn't really ever become developed to the point that he's considered to be roi to have children. And therefore, the chalitza doesn't count, the yibam doesn't count. So we're afraid, we don't know at this point whether that will be the end result, that he won't be able to be roi for children, laholid, and that's a small possibility, but he's choshish for it. Tana is shama timtza islandis, again, that she can't have children, and therefore they're not shaykh to the halachas yibam chalitza. Torah talks about it, lakim shame, so it has to be roi fa kamas shame, and therefore a mayor is choshish l'miyuta, mesachti yivamis. So what about that? Stam safi the daini sofi at the yom shabigim lichto shtarigidin migmag miri the geni shabai lishma for abanu da atzvach. Why? Rashi says gemechash gemosa to be worried mishum the ika the askach kosova omed. It's possible that you find a get already written kigon shenichta v'leshem echad meiro sheshmo kishmo ushma kishma. The names are exactly the same as this person. The nima and that person milch milgarish, and it was discovered by somebody else. Not very likely, but possible. But sounds from Rashi, is it an ear issue or is it a real chash for us? Rashi's mashma, we are choshesh. Keep that in mind. That's the clear contrast to Tosis, as we already saw Tosis alluding to it. Tosis is going to argue very strongly on Rashi. Rabban with the atzmuch is because of a chash ear abal. Last. So Rashi learns it sounds like a chash that we are creating. Mishamiguna, akilu bo lehem ne l'shliach. Asking my haiku, bitmiya. It's a chumah dimatzvich, it's trei l'mema l'shma. If you require two to say it's l'shma, so l'matzvi ba l'arev. Hasht asvi ma'arev u'uki chad l'badichad. That's the Lashon Rash that we highlighted before. It's going to be one against one. And for the Gemara, came with Amar, come on, b'fnei, sh'kam and nosu, shriyav zel isha, v'omer b'fnei, and b'fnei nechtel, how many people does he have to give it to and declare b'fnei, b'fnei shnayim, or b'fnei shlosha, because of that formality of it, ne'ikar me d'gdayik ha'shriach. He from the very outset, from the get-go, he's very careful to research when it gets to begin originally, because he knows he's going to have to make a declaration of the funai, the odea bo, and he knows clearly about the bow should be rot from the garsha, that he has willingly agreed to be megarsha below yabu via our ode, and so the shliach must have realized he doesn't want to be messed up later on. And have the Baal say something that's going to challenge it, so he's going to be sure before he goes forward with his mission that the Baal is confident and not wishy-washy and not going to be ma'ara. V'inami orer, eino neman. Rashi adds the extra point, because the Vadidok Moshe Shapir, so we assign a special level in Nemanus because of the fact that we know he's made a Kayak and he takes it very seriously, and therefore he's not going to want to put himself in a bad light, and therefore the Baal in fact is not Neman. Okay, we have a lot to go through in Mitzvah Shem with the Inyanim of Erech and Bisurin, Ketosis, and starting tomorrow. Okay.